Well, as that recount goes on in the race to be the Republican nominee for state Senate in the Plymouth-Barnstable district, State Representative Matt Moratori currently leading by 39 votes. Kerry McRae taking legal action, as we reported earlier. And joining us now with his perspective is State Representative Matt Moratori. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure, Dan. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So let me just get your overall response to this legal action being taken by Kerry McRae.
Well, I really don't have a response to it. I mean, that's her campaign. That's her wish to do that. You know, we have full confidence in the town of Plymouth and all the clerks and the wardens that have done this election throughout this campaign. And but, you know, that's her right to do that. I support her right to do that. But we're really focused on the campaign against the Democratic opponent, you know, and his policies that he's been supporting that are really dead wrong and dangerous, in our opinion. So that's what we're focused on now. We have the early voting is going to start in less than 3 weeks, so we don't have a lot of time.
So you don't seem to think that this is going to impact the overall outcome?
I have no idea. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. I don't understand the law on this. But Carrie does, and her attorney does, so they could probably best answer that. We're just focused on the campaign going against the Democratic opponent at this point.
So you, at this point, you do consider yourself to be the Republican Party nominee for state Senate in this Plymouth-Barnstable district?
Well, look, as you indicated in your report, we won the election by 45 votes, and I understand it's really, really close, and I understand the heartache of losing by such a small margin, and again, she has a right to do that. But we've been campaigning since the day after the election because, again, we've got early voting starting the 1st of October, and we don't have a lot of time to campaign. So one of us is going to have to do this. And so I'm out there campaigning and getting the differences between us and the Democratic opponent.
Now, can I just ask, have you heard from the Secretary of State's office at all?
No, we have not heard yet. My understanding is they'll certify the election as early as today. But I think they have to do it by as late as Tuesday afternoon is when they have to finally certify the recount now. They already certified the general election. Now they have to certify the recount.
And it sounds like you have no issues with how the recount was conducted. You're obviously pretty happy with the results, I would gather.
Well, yeah, of course I'm happy with the results. I have no issues with the town of Plymouth or any town, really. Dan, it's a tough process to do a mail-in ballots and early voting and then the day of election, and they've got a lot in their plate. No doubt about it, but we're very confident in the work that they've all done, and that we appreciate the work they've all done. We're just moving on.
Okay, so you haven't been asked to be involved, or your campaign hasn't been receiving any notice about this legal action that's being taken then?
No, this is between the McRae campaign and the town of Plymouth. This has nothing to do with our campaign whatsoever. We're moving on. Like Bill Belichick said, we're moving on to Cincinnati.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.